Hi, everybody. This is Liam, and I am messing around with a new project I am building, which I have titled There's Zombies in My Yard. And the way that it works, and I'm going to first explain the stuff behind it, so there will be a little bit of yapping, so I apologize. The concept of the game comes from a PopCap game called Plants vs. Zombies. And in Plants vs. Zombies, you have to protect your yard against zombies that are going to get to your house and eat your brain. It's a tower defense game, and the way that it works is you're on one end, and you're going to plant plants on a 5x9 grid. And the plants do various things from offensive attacks to defensive things to various other things. Some help you gain more resources to build plants. It all depends on the plant you plant. And I have sounds coming through. Sorry, that's Miranda and that's Outlook. So anyways, the way that it works is you plant a plant, and when zombies come down the row that your plant's on, it will start shooting the zombie. Now, I had to come up with a way to make this easier or work for the blind. And actually, you know what? The way that the game is designed is perfect because there's no path that they travel on. They travel straight down a grid. So imagine a grid that is 5x9. In this case, I've flipped it. The game actually used to be 9 columns by 5 rows? Yeah. And they would come down the rows, so they would come right to left. And I thought it would be easier to have them come forward to backwards. So I've got 5 columns by 9 rows, and the zombies will start in the 9th row, and they will walk towards you. And if you plant a plant on the column that the zombie's on, not the row, but the column, it will shoot down that column and hit the zombie, and enough shots from your plant will kill the zombie. So I have a rough demonstration of this, and I'm going to try and kind of talk through what I'm doing. But again, it's very rough. So let's launch main.bgt, which is our game.
There's zombies in my yard.
All right, so I've got the Plants vs. Zombies music that I borrowed. I have to give it back when I'm actually releasing the game, but I like the music, so I wanted to use it. So I should have... Oh, okay, I've got 2 zombies that are peeking out, and now they're going to walk. So let's see. Right, I'm going to put a
plant
there.
New plant at column 1, row 3. New plant at column 2, row 3. New plant at column 4, right. Row 3.
So I've got plants here, and I can move around my grid and actually hear what's going on. Now let's say I put a plant right here.
Column 3, row 7.
Now he's going to come eat that plant. Eat the plant. He's eating the plant. He ate my plant.
New plant at column 3, row 2.
I've got him. Oh no! So, as you see, I just got eaten. Let's try playing the game one more time.
There's zombies in my yard.
I'm going to put a plant on each
row. New plant
right
at column 1, row. New plant at column.
There.
New plant.
There.
New plant.
There.
New plant at column 5, okay. Row 1.
And normally you'd have to pay for recharge times and stuff. Now I should actually have... Let's kind of head down. You'll hear that these are shooting them. And as zombies come in, these plants should kill them. And the rustling you hear, is it letting you know where the zombies are going to come out of? And then when you hear the zombies start talking and a little swish, that means they've stepped out. But right now I should be good. These plants should take care of it. I hope. And by the way, that sound means that you're stepping on a plant. Whoa. I think I found a bug. The health doesn't reset on the zombies. Check this out. All right, check this out. Whoa. That's a little screwed up. Also, it didn't pan correctly, too. Let's hear that one more time. Let's get 2 more zombies to come out. Okay, got one there, one there. One. Yeah, he's... I don't know why it's doing that, but... Anyways, that's a little sample of it. bugs and all, as you can see, I have some bugs to fix. So I'll go do that.